Welcome, everyone, to the Article Marketing Teleseminar Club. This is Jeff Herring, the Article Marketing Guy, and I welcome you to the call, and I'm happy to be your host once again. We're broadcasting live from an overcast, rainy, stormy north of Atlanta, Georgia, waiting and dying for spring. And our topic today is Content Creation Intensive. Here's the long title. Let's Get Raw. Rapid article writing, or every single tip I can give you on fast writing based on 15 years of experience. Now, we have two types of guests on the call today. We have our regular AMTC Club members. Welcome, everyone. And we have, as my special guests, folks that are part of the 100 Article in 100 Day Challenge, because I thought, you know what? I'm going to be given all these tips on rapid article writing, why not invite them in and let them get a hold of that? That's the one of the ways that I reward action takers, people that move forward, people that take action. Now, for everyone, here's the coming schedule in the AMTC. And now that I've said that, whoops, I thought I had that right in front of me, but I do not. So, all right, stand by. Real live internet marketing here, folks. All right. Here's the April schedule. We're doing the Content Creation Intensive today. Next Wednesday, April 8th at 9 o'clock Eastern, we'll be doing traffic generation. List building will be Tuesday, April 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Marketing messages or repurposed marketing Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Product creation Monday, April 27th, 3 p.m. Eastern. And the Q&A will be Wednesday, April 29th, 5 p.m. Eastern. Okay? AMTCers can find that schedule in your members area. And 100 Articles folks can find that schedule when you come join us, which I hope you all do. Okay, that's the schedule coming up. We've invited the 100 Articles, 100 Days folks in. Here's your action guide for the call. articleguyteleseminars.com/cc-411. articleguyteleseminars.com/cc-411. Now, all the AMTCers are looking at that page and going, but Jeff, you have all the links up at the top for everything, and you've invited all these people in. Click on one. Just click on one, okay? What that is, you know what that is? It's not just links that are inactive. It's a screen capture with Snagit of the links put up there, so all the 100 Articles folks can see what goes on in the club and all the things that it offers, and also protect the site and honor the AMTCers. So all you AMTCers out there on Twitter, welcome in the HAHDers, 100 Articles, 100 Days, folks. And as you tweet about this call, use either one of those hashtags, #AMTC or #HAHD, or both if you want, #AMTC. Or #HAHD. You use both, it's going to limit what you can say, and I'll leave that to your discretion. All right, now, part of what you may have noticed in the schedule was a gap coming up. I am out of town from tomorrow, Friday the 3rd, through Tuesday the 7th. I'm going to speak an engagement over in Huntsville, Alabama, this weekend, and then a little vacation with my sons for spring break, and then back in the saddle next Wednesday. So I'll be checking email late at night and responding, but won't be as on it as I usually am. And if anybody sent me anything between 2 o'clock and 11 o'clock yesterday, 2 o'clock and 11 o'clock yesterday on Wednesday, and I've not responded yet, either I'm getting to it or I didn't get it because my internet connection was shot for 9 whole hours yesterday, and it seemed like an eternity in my world. So we're on page 1 of our action guide, which you can find at articleguyteleseminars.com/cc-411. That's two little C's, dash, the number 4, the number 1, and the number one, articleguyteleseminars.com/cc-411. We're going to do our quote of the call, and then we're going to dive into our content. All right, quote of the call, success doesn't come to you. You go to it. You go to it. You go to it. The emphasis there is mine, by Marva Collins. And we're going to talk with you today about exactly how to go to it, how to exactly increase the number of your articles out there, the number of international evergreen article agents working for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no matter what goes on. They don't complain, they don't ask for days off, and they don't ask for a pay raise. They're out there working for you all the time. And we'll talk today. You'll learn at least 21 ways to write more articles in less time than you ever thought possible. Please turn the page. In this content creation intensive, you are going to learn and discover the RAW mindset. Now, y'all keep it clean. RAW stands for rapid article writing. And then there's a RAW video even. Come on, you guys. And then every single tip I can pull out of my tool bag based on 15 years of article writing. A special offer for our guests and, of course, a whole lot more. Turn the page to page 3. Now, the way I printed out my action guide, they have, one, the RAW mindset down at the bottom of page 2. If that's yours, too, forgive me. It should be on page 3. We're going to talk about the RAW mindset. And there's a little quote there, very pithy quote. Oh, yeah? Says who? If somebody's told you you can't write, if you've even told yourself you can't write, or you don't like to write, or you can't do this, then I say, oh, yeah? Says who? Because, you know, I was once told I couldn't write, believed it, didn't finish my dissertation for my PhD in marriage and family therapy, and here I am a few years later. And frankly, I'll compare my income statements with any of my professors that told me I couldn't write, or anybody else for that matter that told me that. All right, we're going to look at what it ain't, what it is, and how to install and keep it. Okay? Here's what the mindset of rapid article writing is not. Okay? Now, I know there are people on the line. When I talk about writing 100 articles in 100 days, or like I talk with my AMTCers about writing an article a day, that think or say out loud, I could never do that. I could never do that, or something to that effect. All right? Instead of quoting yourself over and over and over with your limitation, try a different quote on for size, on the second line under what it ain't. This is from Richard Bach, the author of Jonathan Livingston Seagull and Illusions and other books like that. And he says, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. Okay? So if you argue for your limitations and your can'ts enough, you'll convince yourself and you'll convince everyone else. And what good is that going to do you? Okay, what good is that going to do you? Now, here's what it is. The greater your, this is another thing to write down, this is a good quote. The greater your number of articles, the greater all your other numbers will be. Okay, some guy named Jeff Herring said that, and says that a lot, because it's true. The greater your number of articles, the greater all your other numbers will be. Numbers like traffic to your websites and blogs, subscribers, visitors, viewers, members, listeners, prospects, publicity, and profits. The greater your income. If I want more traffic, I write more articles. If I want more visitors, viewers, and prospects, I write more articles. If I want more subscribers and listeners, I write more articles. If I want more publicity, I write more articles. If I want more income, let's get to the bottom line here of revenue generation. If I want more income, I write more articles. It's as simple as that. Now, when you think about it, that's pretty cool and pretty incredible that you can have something that if you know that if you do more of it, it will bring you more of those things. Okay? That is very, very, very powerful. Okay, I encourage you, I implore you, I encourage you to use that piece of information. Okay, we looked at what it isn't. We looked at what it is, the rapid article writing mindset. Here's how to install and keep it. Simple, folks. Create your articles. Promote them. And reap the benefits. Create your articles. Promote them. And reap the benefits. When you do that, it makes this process go much faster and makes you enjoy it more and makes you do it more. Okay? Now, there's going to be times when you don't feel like doing it. Now, here's my question. The next time you tell yourself you don't feel like doing something, I want you to try on a new question after that question. Okay? When you tell yourself, I don't feel like doing this, then ask the question, and just what does that have to do with it? Okay? And just what does that have to do with it? So what if you don't feel like doing it? If you know it brings you the results you want, do it anyway. I had lunch a little while ago with my first grader and 200 other screaming first graders, and he was playing with this little knot, this little bump on top of my right wrist. Okay? And I know there's a name for it. But it's from typing so much. It's from spending so much time on the computer. And there it is as I bend my wrist back and forth, okay? And, you know, so what? You know, however much income is coming in from all this that I do is going to more than take care of that if I need to do anything about it, okay? So what if you don't feel like it? The way to install and keep this mindset is create your articles, promote them, and reap the benefits. Okay, so next time you sit down to write an article or you know you need to work on your business, oh, I just don't feel like it. Ask yourself that question. Just what does that have to do with it? And the answer is really nothing. Do it anyway. Okay? Create your articles, promote them, and reap the benefits. Now, number two, a raw video. And I have in parentheses there. Come on, keep it clean now. This just happens to be the acronym of rapid article writing. I'm just having a little fun with you. I've given you the link there to a YouTube video that's been up for about a year, and it walks you through, among other things, four steps for rapid article writing. Okay, so go look at that later and enjoy. A couple of things about this video and the importance of driving traffic with video articles, and you'll be hearing a whole lot more about that in coming days from myself and Mike Stewart. In a year, this one little obscure video in this tiny little obscure niche of article marketing on the topic of internet marketing has received 2,350 views. 2,350 views. Okay? There's links in the video on the screen in the lower third coming back to my websites and blogs, and there's links in the description coming back to my websites and blogs here. There could very well be people on this call that came in because they saw this video. Now, here's another way to drive traffic. I'll give you a little freebie here, a little side lesson, okay? For the keywords, rapid article writing strategies, this video is number one on YouTube and has been for several months. For the keywords, article writing strategies, it's number one on YouTube and has been for several months. Bringing me traffic over and over again for a three-minute video. And when I say 3 minutes, I was looking at it this morning, it's 3 minutes. It's 3:00 minutes right there. And for the keywords article writing, it's number four. Okay? So for two sets of keywords, it's number one. For one set of keywords in my niche, it's number four. You need to do this stuff to drive traffic in. Okay, turn the page from page 3 to page 4, and we are going to dive in to every single tip in my tool bag based on 15 years of writing that I can think of or remember anyway. Right in front of me right now, I've got 21 listed. Some others may pop up while we talk, so get ready. Flex your fingers, crack your knuckles. If you're going to type or write, get your pens ready. If you're going to write, your pencils ready. If you're going to write on this sheet of paper, and your fingers ready if you're going to type. Okay? We're going to start slow with some basic stuff. Some of it is mindset. And then we're going to rapidly progress into tips and tools that will help you write more articles in less time. And remember, the reason you want more articles is the greater the number of your articles, the greater all your other numbers will be. Okay? I would write that quote down somewhere and stick it on my computer or stick it somewhere. The greater the number of your articles, the greater all your other numbers will be. Folks, I'm giving you one of the keys to the kingdom here. If you want to increase any of your numbers, all the way from prospects to profits, write more articles. Here's how. Number one, sounds so simple, but I would even venture to guess there are people on this call that haven't done this yet. Number one, begin. It all starts there. Quit procrastinating. Quit putting it off. Next time you sit down to write your first article and you're tempted to put it off, tell yourself you'll procrastinate later and you'll do it now. Okay? Procrastinate about procrastinating and just get it done now. Start. You'll find out how easy it can be and how powerful it can be. Number two, once you've started, your first article is not your hardest, is what I found working with students over time. Your first article is not your hardest. You know what your hardest article is your second. Because people put so much into getting that first one done, and they celebrate and then rest. And rest on their laurels, and that doesn't work so good. Okay? The quote I put out on Twitter this morning was, if you think what you did yesterday was big, then you haven't done enough today. Something like that by Lou Holtz. Okay? Don't rest in your laurels. Begin. Two, get in the flow. Get in the flow by doing your next article and your next article and your next article. Because once you get in the flow of this and you begin to see the benefit and you keep staying in the flow. Number three, once you get in the flow of this, those of you that struggle with ideas, okay, I want you to write down two phrases. Article eyes, E-Y-E-S. That's the first phrase. And the second phrase is article eyes, article I-Z-E. Article eyes, E-Y-E-S, and article eyes, I-Z-E. Because once you get in the flow of this, you begin to see your niche, your clients, your members, your students, your patients, whatever you call them, you begin to see your niche and the people in it through article eyes. And then you begin to see your world and your experience through article eyes. And that gives you a really cool benefit. You are then able to article eyes, I-Z-E, everything in your world, your niche, your topics, the questions, the struggles, the people, and things you see every day. It creates a large, very large volume of articles, which leads to number four, making article writing a routine part of each day. Part of that is finding the time when you're the most creative, when you write the best. I can sit down and write an article any time when the ideas come. My absolute best time, though, is first thing in the morning. And I'll often set that up either the day before or the night before by creating a title and a few thoughts about an article. Okay? And then it's waiting for me when I come back to it the next day. Okay? Get in a routine. Most days, I've got an article submitted to Easy and Articles by 8 or 9 o'clock each morning, which means my major traffic generation is done before 8 o'clock each morning or 9 o'clock each morning. Okay? And when you do what we're talking about today, you'll be able to do that. You'll get in the flow and you'll be able to write 300 words in 30 minutes or less. 300 words in 30 minutes or less. Okay? Challenge me on this. Trust me on this. Try me on this as you get into a routine. What that will eventually lead to for many of you is number five, an article a day. An article a day keeps recession away. An article a day keeps the bill collectors away. An article a day. Because when you're cranking out an article a day on average, yeah, of course, I take some days off. I took a month off, actually, between part of February and part of March, because I was involved in so many other things. And now when this article challenge kind of came out of nowhere about 2 weeks ago, I thought, well, you know, if I'm gonna not only be part of this challenge, but I'm going to lead this challenge, I better get writing again. So I've been doing an article a day for several days now. It's easy to do. Okay, some of you are scoffing. It's easy to do. An article a day keeps recession away, because when you're putting your information out there that often, and again, remember, you're going to hear me say this a million times today. Count them, a million times today. The greater your article, number of your articles, the more articles you have out there, the greater all your other numbers will be. Your traffic, your prospects, your publicity, and your profits. You want to make more money? Write more articles, bottom line. Okay? Number six and number seven are related. Number six, use article writing templates. Use either mine, someone else's, or ones you create. Okay? As long as you're using something, because what a template allows you to do, instead of having to stare at a blank screen or a blank piece of paper, the template gives you the structure in which you plug your information or your expertise. So it's plug and play. You just plug it in. Now, I took my best-selling templates off the market on Monday because I've come up with a different way to deliver them with 10bucktemplates.com. Now, many of you already have them. If you're in the club, you've got access to all the templates, even though I took them off the market, and you've got access to the 10-buck template club. Okay, people in AMTC have access to all that. All right, so number six is use the templates. Number six is use the templates. Let's run back through where we've been. Number one is begin. Number two is get in the flow. Number three is article eyes. Number four is make it a routine. Number five, article a day. Number six, use templates, whether they're mine, someone else's, or ones you create for yourself. Use them. And then you don't have to worry about a blank screen. You've already got words up there. You're just plugging in your information. Number seven, if you've got a set of the templates, do what I call run the templates. Are you in the templates? Okay? Pull out the templates, look at the first one or the first one that grabs you, write an article about it. Then grab another template and write an article based on that. If you run through the current set of templates that are available to you right now, that's 36 or 37 articles. Okay? I think that would keep you occupied for a little bit. Number eight, this is one of the most powerful and far-reaching tips that I use. Number eight, I call the endless list of templates. You know, I'm just destined not to get number eight outright. Endless list of tips. Endless list of tips. Okay? Now, that's what you'll read about. I'm sorry, that's what you'll write in the... Golly, Jeff. That's what you'll listen to. That's what you'll listen to and see in the video from number two, the rapid article writing video. Okay? And it's broken down into four steps to create an endless list of tips. Gosh, I don't know why I had such a trouble with that particular phrase. Okay, number one, you write a list of tips. As many tips in your niche and in your topic as you can possibly think of. Just brainstorm them. Okay? Number two, based on that list, write a few lines for each tip. Jot down a few thoughts or a few lines for each tip. Now, number three, take all those tips and bundle them into articles. They could be 3-tip articles, 5-tip articles, 7-tip articles that you hear me talk about all the time. Take those tips that you've already listed out. Let's say you came up the first time you brainstormed, you had 31 tips. Okay? Well, if you're going to write 7-tips articles, boom, what is that? That's 3 articles plus a few extra tips. Okay? Number four, this is the golden one, folks. This is the one that will give you an endless amount of tips and an endless list of articles. Keep adding to tips, to the tips list. Number four is keep adding tips. As you think of others, as you write your articles and think of other tips, jot them down. As you're going about your day, working with your clients, working with your niche, working with your expertise, write down other tips that come. I have a notebook in which I put tips about all the things that article marketing does: content creation, traffic generation, list building, marketing messages, and product creation. Every time I think of one, I stick it on that list somehow, okay, because I want that list to keep growing. Okay, so number eight is having an endless list of tips. There, I said it right for the first time. Number nine, repurpose your old stuff. If you've got old written material around, turn it into an article. If you've been producing a newsletter for a while and writing notes or articles in there, turn those into articles. Old blog posts. When I first discovered article directories in the spring of 2005, to that time I had written a weekly column for 11 years. So I had a backlog of material that I could put into e-zine articles. Okay? So it's blog posts, newsletters, columns if you wrote one for someone. Okay? It could also be something as simple as answers to emails. As your clients, as your customers ask you questions and you email them the information, well, there you go. There's an article there. Okay? Every question you answer is an article. So repurpose your old stuff. Number 10, decide on, try out, and use some kind of article idea capturing system. That's a fancy phrase for write it down so you remember the idea. Okay? Now, don't do this to yourself. You're out and about and you're doing other stuff, or maybe even working and you're doing other stuff. Oh, what a great idea for an article. I can't wait to write about that. Later. Deadly word, later. Okay? Because you'll get to your computer and think, what was that idea? Write it down, capture it, record it. I keep a little notebook with me to write stuff down on. Both my sons are very accustomed to me saying, give me something to write with if I don't have something, or you know, I got to write this down. Nowadays, most people's mobile phones have a recording device. Back when mine didn't, there was one time I had an idea that I didn't want to lose. I called my own voicemail and left myself a message about the article idea, and then promptly forgot about it. So when I checked my voicemail later, it's kind of weird to listen to a message you left for yourself that you forgot about. But it worked. I captured it. Okay. Get the idea down. One of the easiest ways to do it that I do now is with a flip video. Well, wait a minute, Jeff, isn't that for video? Yeah. It's video, but guess what? On your flip video, it also picks up audio. So I'll grab my flip video and just speak the idea into it. Later on, I'll listen to it, and boom, I can start writing an article. Capture your ideas so you don't lose them. Number 11. Now, this is a little time-saving tip. And when you're doing article after article after article, this adds up. Okay? Craft your articles. Write your articles right there in e-zine articles in the field where you submit the article body. Open up your e-zine articles author's account, hit submit an article, and then just write your article right there in the submission field. That's what I do. I don't write mine in Word or any other kind of document, and then I've got to copy and paste and clean it up and this and that, et cetera, et cetera. I just write it right there in e-zine articles. If I don't finish it, I hit save draft, and it's there for me. Okay? It is a huge time-saving device. Number 12, write a schedule of your articles. This is one of the things that helped me write a lot of articles weekly when I did that, and still do that, but when I was doing it locally in Tallahassee to build my practice, I just got out a calendar or wrote, you know, the weeks down on a sheet of paper and wrote article titles out there and article ideas. So I had a schedule to go by. Okay. Now, I had a deadline enforced upon me. Okay, my article had to be into the newspaper to be published on Monday. It had to be in by noon on Friday. Okay, so I had a deadline, a schedule imposed upon me. You can impose your own schedule on yourself. Okay, this article's got to be done by so-and-so. This article's got to be out by so-and-so. One of the ways to turn up the pressure a little bit on you about that is to tell other people, announce it to your list on your blog, or announce it on Twitter that it's coming. and then you've got some deadline pressure on yourself. Okay? So if you don't have a deadline that's already imposed upon you, create your own. That's number 12. Number 13, I talked about writing a list of article ideas, of article tips. As titles come to you, keep a separate list of titles. List titles. This is powerful because once you start writing an article based on a title, oftentimes it'll go in a different direction or change a bit. Now you've got a couple articles where you just had one. So as titles come to mind, write out your list of titles. Keep a list of titles is tip number 13. I hope by now your head's spinning with ideas of how you can write more articles in less time. And the more articles you've got out there, the greater your number of articles, the greater all your other numbers will be, prospects, publicity, and profits. Number 14, another one of my favorites. Okay, to quote Alex Mondozian, write with your mouth, not with your hands. Playing off the old great M&M commercial, right? Melt in your mouth, not in your hands. This is write with your mouth, not with your hands. Hold a teleseminar. Okay? You could even just do a recording by yourself. But, you know, while you're doing it, you might as well invite people, right? Spread the word, make a little bit of money. Number 14, hold a teleseminar, record it, transcribe it, and turn that transcription into articles. From this teleseminar that I'm doing right now, that's being recorded, that will be transcribed, how many articles do you think I'm going to get out of this? At least 21, right? And all the other things we're talking about. In the typical 60-minute teleseminar that's recorded and transcribed, I can pull 8 to 12 more articles around that topic out of that teleseminar. Okay? Will they be saying the same thing over and over again? No. Because you're going to go off in different directions, et cetera, with a list teleseminar like this. I know I've got 21 articles here. And probably a nice little audio or a nice little ebook product from these 21 tips. And here's an example within an example. As I've been talking, I've been thinking of other ones I forgot. So I'm adding to my list. So we're not going to quit at 21. So shake your fingers out, stretch a little bit. We're just getting started. All right? So let's go through the first 14 in case you missed anything or in case you just joined us. Tip number one, begin, get started. Procrastinate about procrastinating. Next time you're tempted to put off article writing, tell yourself you'll procrastinate later and you'll do it now. Number two, that helps you get in the flow. Keep it going. Write that first one, write that second one. Number three, article eyes, E-Y-E-S, article eyes, I-Z-E. As you begin to see the world through article eyes, you'll begin to be able to article eyes, I-Z-E, your niche and your information. Number four, create a routine. Make it part of each day. Figure out, test it, try it. When's the best time for you to write? Protect that time and craft an article. 30 minutes a day, 300 words or less, okay? 300 words in 30 minutes or less. Do you have 30 minutes a day that you can carve out to write an article? Okay? You know, skip the news. Write an article. You'll feel better. Plus, if anything big happens, somebody's going to tell you, okay? 300 words in 30 minutes a day. Make it part of your routine. Number five, an article a day. Craft an article a day. Do that for a while just to see the results. An article a day keeps recession away. Number six, use templates. Mine, someone else's, your own. Plug and play with your information. Number seven, run the templates. Whether you're using mine, someone else's, or your own, run them through. Every template you got, write an article about it. Go back through again, go back through again, go back through again. You'll never run out of ideas when you do that. Number eight, endless list of tips. Make a list of every possible tip you can think of and keep adding to it. kind of like I'm doing in the middle of this call. Number nine, repurpose your old stuff, old blog posts, old newsletters, old traditional hard copy columns, answers to questions from people in your list community. Repurpose that stuff. Turn it into an article. Number 10, find a way to capture your article ideas. Write them down, speak it into your flip camera or another recording device, whatever it takes to capture the ideas so you don't have that awful experience of sitting down and going, you know, I had a really good idea this morning. I wonder what it was. Capture your article ideas. Number 11, write your articles right in the eZine article submission box. That's a time saver. Number 12, create for yourself a schedule of articles and a deadline by which you've got to have them in. Number 13, make a list of titles, of topics and titles you want to cover. And number 14, do teleseminars. Just like this, have it recorded, have it transcribed, and pull articles from there. Okay? This teleseminar is rich in articles for me. You can do the same thing. Number 15, write in what Chris Knight, the CEO of eZine Articles, calls article sets. Okay? Let's say you sit down to write an article, and you're writing about it. You're writing that article, and you get a slightly different idea on that same topic. Put it aside, and then write that article when you finish the first one. Writing in article sets allows you to write more articles in less time. Okay? Number 16, set some goals for yourself. Okay? The group of people that are in the 100 articles, 100days.com marathon challenge has set a massive goal. 100 articles in 100 days. And I am so amazed with the folks over there and the action that's being taken and the creativity and the support. Okay, set goals for yourself. If it's writing your first one before your head hits the pillow tonight, yay for you if you do it. Yay for you if you do it. Set goals for yourself. 3 in 3 days. How many do you want to do in April? Remember, the reason for setting these goals here is that the more articles you've got, the more of everything else you've got. That's a different way of saying it. The more articles you've got, the more of everything else you've got, including prospects, publicity, and profits. And I would add freedom. I would add freedom to that list. The more articles I write, the more times I discipline myself to get that content out there, the more freedom I have to live and create the lifestyle I want to do, and the same with you, okay? There is not one single week in April in which I am here in Atlanta for an entire week, okay? And that worries me not about my business. It excites me at many levels, and I know the business will keep on running because those articles are out there, 1,204 as of this morning, that are out there working for me, international article agents all over the world, working for me 24/7. They never ask for a raise. They never complain. And they just do their job. You can have the same result. Okay? Now, number 17 comes out of setting goals, but it's a specific goal. Okay? Folks, this is golden, what I'm about to teach you to do. Okay? Set goals within your own niche on eZine Articles. You want to find out who the top 10 authors in your niche is? Here's how you do it. You open up your eZine Articles account. Okay, you go to your account and you go to your authors area. And you click on author tools and you click on view my article reports. Okay? Or you click on live articles. And you get the list of your articles. Okay? Click on one of your articles. Open up your article. Not in draft or edit form, but in view form. And now you're seeing your own article on eZine Articles. Up at the top of that screen, okay, and I'm gonna do it right now, okay? I'm going to walk you through it as I do it. I've opened up my eZine Articles authors area, okay? And I'm going to click on the fourth choice across the top, author tools, view my article reports. Okay? And I'm going to click on an article. Okay? And it's going to take me to how that article shows up on Easy and Articles. You can do the same thing. Just click on your own articles, look at how it shows up on Easy and Articles. Above the title, you will see a string of blue text. You'll see home, the topic, and then the subtopic under which you're writing. You click on that subtopic, okay? And it takes you to a page listing articles in your topic, okay? So we've gone like this. We've gone to your author's area. You click on author tools. You click on view my article reports. And you click on one of your articles. Up at the top of that article, above the title, is the category of your article. Those last words in that category list are the ones you click on. And it takes you to a list of articles in your niche. In the right-hand corner, the top right-hand corner of that page, it will tell you top authors in whatever your niche is. Click on that link that says Top Authors, and you get a list of the top 10 authors in your niche. Now, what can you do with that? Many, many things. One, challenge yourself. Okay, see how many articles the number 10 person has. If you're not in that list, see how many articles the number 10 person has, and set a goal to get in the top 10. Set a goal to get in the top 10, and then set goals to climb that top 10. How many do I got to get to go from number 10 to number 9 and on up? Okay. Now, here are some tips within a tip. We'll call this 17 A, B, and C. All right? See what other people are writing about in your niche and do better. Okay. With the things I teach you, the way I teach you to craft articles, you can and will do better than a lot of the junk that's out there. Okay? See what other people are writing, learn a little bit about your niche, and do a better job. Okay? So 17 is look at the top 10 authors in Easy and Articles in your niche and set some goals to, if you're not in the top 10, get in the top 10. What do you got to do to be number 10? Okay? This is not as hard to do as it may sound, because a lot of those people are not constantly writing articles. So they're sitting there at the number they're at, and you can meet it, exceed it, and then climb the top 10. Okay? Now, number 18, frequent the eZine Articles blog. Okay? eZine Articles, E-Z-I-N-E, articles.com/blog. Chris is often giving tips about article titles, article topics, and occasionally coming up with a template. Okay? Frequent that blog for ideas. Also, see the conversation that's going on over there and participate in it. It helps spread your name. Okay? So number 18 is the eZine Articles blog. Number 19, participate in challenges like this. Now, I know there are some people in the AMTC that aren't over doing the 100 article challenge yet. Get your butt over there. Come on. Get some extra support from the folks over there. They're just amazing, okay? Participate in group challenges where there's the – I mean, peer pressure doesn't stop when you're 17, okay? Think about it. You know, those of us that are parents, we're concerned about the people our kids hang with, right? Why? Because the people our kids hang with influence them. Where do you think that stops? Age 17, 21, 30, 40? No, it's forever. Okay? Hang with some motivated people that are going to hold you accountable and challenge yourselves and challenge and support each other. Number 20, you can do excellent article writing research at Walmart, Costco, Kroger, Publix, Safeway, whatever grocery store or mass store is around you, as you stand in line checking out, and they have all those last-minute magazines that they want you to buy, look at the article titles, okay? Those magazines spend hundreds and thousands of dollars on market research to find out what readers want to read so they will buy the magazine. Benefit from those hundreds or thousands of dollars, notice the titles, write better articles, or at least use the title structure. Sometime in the last few months, on a training call, one of my screen captures, or what part of the action guide, was the cover of that month's Reader's Digest, because every single article title on that cover was a great article title, no matter your niche. How to, seven ways, danger signs, et cetera, et cetera. So do a little bit of market research, standing there in line at the grocery store, okay? And then check with your accountant, because, you know, maybe the trip could be a write-off. Definitely the purchase of the magazine as you're doing market research, okay? Number 21 is a little deeper into what we went into in 17, other people's articles, okay? Other people's articles. Read other people's articles, from easy articles in your niche, in magazines in your niche. Don't depend on your own brain, okay? If you think the same things you've always thought, you're going to get the same results you've always gotten, okay? So get some new thoughts, some other people's thoughts, and learn from them, okay? At least let it jog your mind for other ideas, okay? And then challenge yourself. Say, okay, that's a good topic, but I can do better than that. Folks, that one little thing, seeing an article that was done okay and then thinking I can do better than that, is what got me writing after I was told that I couldn't. Because back when I was a therapist, about half of my practice was teenagers and their parents. And I read an article by a guy named John Roseman, who's a parenting writer, who has a lot of accurate stuff, but, I mean, the guy must have swallowed, like, turpentine, because he gets kind of mean sometimes, and even his pictures look that way. And I remember reading those articles and thinking, you know, that's good stuff, but I can do better. Okay, challenge yourself. That's good stuff, but I can do better. Write better articles. Use the ideas and write better articles. Okay? Now, let me go back through those last seven, and then I'm going to go through all 21, and then I'm going to give you a couple bonus ones, okay? For those of you that weren't able to write them all down, and this audio is going to be available to you, both in the AMTC and the 100 articles, so you can go back and learn from this. Number one, begin. Number two, get in the flow. Number three, article eyes. Number four, create a routine, make it part of each day, a regular writing time. Number five, an article a day. Number six, use templates. Number seven, run templates. Number eight, endless list of tips. Number nine, repurpose old stuff. Number 10, capture your article ideas, create a system for that. Number 11, write your articles right in the easy and article submission box. Number 12, create a schedule of articles for yourself. 13, make a list of titles. 14, do teleseminars, record them, transcribe them, turn them into articles. 15, write in article sets. 16, set goals for yourself. 17, set goals for yourself within the easy and articles niche to be in the top 10 or number 1 or climb the top 10 in your niche. Number 18, check out the Easy and Articles blog for ideas. Number 19, become involved in challenges. Something formal like this, the 100 Article 100 Days Challenge, or with you and someone else, or other challenges that go out there. Number 20, okay, get your ideas in the grocery store. Benefit from other people's market research. Number 21, benefit from other people's articles. Get ideas, do better than theirs. Bonus idea. Okay, here is part of my article writing protocol. This morning, when I wrote the article about, I think it was Practical Article Marketing Tips, How to Write Articles Right or Else, something like that, I wrote it, submitted it to Easy and Articles. I don't consider myself done at that point. here's something that helps me write an article sets, helps me write an article a day, helps me never run out of ideas. I don't consider that process done until I've started the next article. At the very minimum, a working title, a working idea, and a few lines or tips or bullet points in the body of that article. And then I save it in draft in Easy Articles. At the very least, that article is waiting for me the next day or the next time I sit down to crank out an article. And it sparks the ideas. What often happens and will happen to you, I want to happen to you because you'll get more articles out there this way, is you've got the working title, you've got a few tips, the brain juices are flowing, and boom, you go ahead and just finish the article, and then another, and then another. And then at some point you stop and leave another one for the next day, okay? So I promised you 21, there's 22 at least, and I gave you a lot of sub-tips within those 21. Now let me ask you something. You've heard me say a whole lot of times in this call, the greater the number of your articles, the greater all your other numbers will be. Do you want more traffic? Do you want more prospects? Do you want more publicity? Do you want more profit? Do you want more listeners? Do you want more money in your bank account? Write more articles. Do you want more freedom? Write more articles. It's as simple as that. Now, let me ask you a question, and this is something I want to burn into your brain. And think about this and then take action on it. What if I grabbed one of these tips and ran with it today before my head hit the pillow tonight and I took action on it? What if I took all 22 tips that Jeff just gave me and all the other sub-tips within there and took action on every one? What do you think could happen? You'd get more prospects, you'd get more publicity, and you'd get more profits. Simple as that. Okay? So, hope your head is spinning by now. Many people over on Twitter are saying it is. Turn the page to page 5. And here is a special offer and a special invitation to our guests. All the 100 article and 100 day people, if you've liked what you've heard today and you want more, this is typical of a teleseminar intensive in the AMTC, whether it's about content creation like it is today, or traffic generation, list building, marketing messages, or product creation, this is typical. Tons of ideas you can run with. You can become part of the club and get access to every one of these 5 intensives every month, the Q&A, the two module mini telecourse. We just finished one for March with Mike Stewart and I on video and article marketing. Plus, you get access to all my article templates. Plus, you get access to the brand new 10-buck templates club, which launched yesterday and is burning up my email and shopping cart with orders, where every month you get a brand new template demonstrated for you in spectacular presentation video form, thanks to Pat and Lorna Shanks. A little shout out to them. Hey, guys. And a training teleseminar for that particular template, how to optimize it and maximize it, and another training video for something important on the internet. This month, for yesterday when we launched, the extra training video is a 20-minute video that takes you from zero to hero in terms of creating an opt-in page. It takes you from zero to autoresponder to opt-in box to opt-in page and where to put it on your website in 20 minutes, showing you what I do all the time to build my list and bring people into teleseminars. Okay? And you get a signing bonus. And the link is right there on page 5, AM Teleseminar Club. AM stands for Article Marketing. Alex Mendoza, I think it stands for his name, but it's really Article Marketing, amteleseminarclub.com. When you come on board, you also get a signing bonus. Okay, now it's only $47 for the first month to come on board. This is really a no-brainer. $97 a month thereafter, still a no-brainer. You become an affiliate, bring in 3 people, you've got your stuff paid for, bring in 4, you're making money while you're learning how to make all this work, here's your choice of signing bonus. Okay, one of two things. One, you get your choice of four different courses of mine, four different telecourses. All of them are five modules, complete with audios, transcripts, and bonuses. My flagship course, Article Writing and Marketing Secrets, or one of the spinoff courses, List Building Gold Secrets, Article Profit Systems, or Teleseminar Profit Systems. Each one of those by itself is a $5.97 value. That's a signing bonus you get for your first $47. Or you get to schedule an hour of consult time with me, okay, which is a $1,000 value for $47 at the time of this call. Okay, it's going to go up, but right now it's $1,000. A lot of people break that into 15-minute or 20-minute increments. I did a 15-minute one yesterday, a 30-minute one yesterday, and a 20-minute one earlier today. Then you can spread it out over time. All right, so for all the 100 article and 100 days club members, go to amteleseminarclub.com or click on that link there on page 5. Come join us, and you'll get every week, sometimes twice a week as we pour stuff on, these kind of intensives to build your business. If you liked what you got today, you're going to love the club. All right? So, 22 specific ways to write more articles in less time, and some extras I threw in for you along the way. I can't wait to see what you're going to do with this. I can't wait to welcome all the people into the club, as I see people coming in already. Thank you. Can't wait to get started with you. And folks, we did all this in under an hour. And as always, go use this stuff.